Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, I've never done TikTok. I have a policy in my home with my wife that I'm only shown one TikTok a day. Maybe I don't even have to go through that here in the future. I know it's popular. A lot of people love it. But there's refugees now because maybe TikTok is going away. So now we got a new app.
A lot of the TikTok users are fleeing because they see what's going to happen. They're going to places like Red Book, Red Note, which, oh, by the way, is named for Mao's Little Red Book. There's a lot going on here and a lot of layers. I think we have to worry about what China's going to do and what kind of information we're going to be giving to China.
What in the world? Yeah, there's a new app. It's called Red Note. It's owned by China. George Rosenthal back with us. Always one of our go-to experts on topics like this with ThrottleNet at ThrottleNet.com. George, how are you? Happy New Year. I feel like we can still say that, right?
Absolutely. We're good till probably about another week.
That's what Sue and I have kind of decided. You know what I did, though, today? I haven't mentioned this on the show. I finally made the call. It's very sad because I love Christmas and I love Christmas decorations, but I pulled the plugs on the lights. Finally pulled the plugs. No lights tonight for the first time since November. So I'm kind of sad about that. But tell me about Red Note. And the other thing about it is, well, let's start with TikTok. Is that going to go away, you think? Is that really where the writing is?
I mean, they've got 3 days to figure out some sort of purchase deal. If a purchase deal starts to be in the works, they can extend it out to 100 days. It can be extended to 90 pretty easily by either Biden or even incoming President Trump. But according to an analyst at Wedbush, Dan Ives is estimating that TikTok is worth about $100 million plus. That's with the algorithm. And ByteDance, who owns TikTok, is saying they will not sell the algorithm with the app. So if that's the case and they don't sell the algorithm, which is the whole backbone brains behind the whole thing, then the company's worth about $40 to $50 billion, which is still insanely valuable. But that's what they're dealing with right now is, can you buy the company without getting the algorithm?
And then, you know, one of the potential purchasers, is Elon in the mix for this or not? Is he going to own the whole world?
So I don't know that that's right now. That's kind of a rumor. I mean, obviously, there would be some competing forces there when you have two social media platforms. I'm sure there would be something discussion about that. Kevin O'Leary, the billionaire from Shark Tank, he's putting together a group right now. They've already have an offer on the table. We'll see if that goes through or not. But the funny thing is every time you it's literally like playing whack-a-mole. You know, one mole pops out of the hole, you smack it, and another one pops up. And now, you know, number one app, free app on the Apple Apple App Store is this new Chinese application called Red Note. And when you look at it on the App Store, it's all in Mandarin Chinese, even the name, the description, all of it. So it's just this red icon that pops up on your App Store. But it's red. It's actually called Red Note. And the Mandarin Chinese word for it actually means little red book. Which I don't know how much more communist marketing branding you can get. I mean,
well, at least being honest, right? I guess you can say that.
Yeah, they're straight up honest with you. I mean, they have as of last month, they have 300 million users. They just added around 700,000 as this deadline has approached. And they're doing the similar things to TikTok. It's a little different in that they still do short videos and images, and people can create their accounts and posts and everything. But the main crux of this is buying products. So it's primarily in China. Most of their user base is in China. It's a very high majority of female users, and it's based around fashion and travel and lifestyle. And in the end, they want to get you to this e-commerce portion of it to make a purchase.
You
so
mentioned
a little different.
George Rosenthal is here from Throttle. That you mentioned Kevin O'Leary.
Any adversary that creates an app that basically uses Americans' personal data in an adversarial fashion, not just TikTok. This is not the TikTok act. It's anybody that does this, like a Lemon 8, which is now pulling at users off, which
Who
is
owns
owned
that?
By ByteDance, and another one called Redbook, which is actually a different Chinese company. They're basically pulling users onto those platforms, 300,000 a minute. And so they're not going to escape this order.
Wow. Well, one of the things that's weird to me is, like, let's say you are fleeing TikTok and you're going to RedNote or whatever. How are you still going to get the same experience with the people that you're following? These are people, many of whom have hundreds of thousands, maybe more than a million followers. I know there's crossover. People have platforms on Twitter, X, whatever, Instagram, Facebook, etc. But it's never made sense that these things can take off in an organic way that the way they all did at first, George. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense, and you're correct. That's why this is such a tough thing. Look, on one side of the coin, you've got a communist country that is an enemy of the state, collecting more data than you could possibly understand, from text messages on your phones, web searches on independent browsers. It knows your GPS location. It knows everything about what's on your phone. It can look at your pictures, your contacts, everything. And that's a bummer, and you know that's terrible for our national security. The flip side of the coin, though, is, like you said, all these users who have spent years building a following on TikTok, and some of which are making millions of dollars a year in revenue. This is their business. This is their livelihood. So it's a very tough thing to say, let's just cut it all. But look, even if they all move over to Redbook or whatever else comes up, from the Chinese government, they still have to start over and rebuild this community.
Right.
So there are going to be a lot of people on one side that are going to hurt from this, but the greater good needs to look at what these applications are really collecting about everyone, from our children to everyday users.
What, in your mind, George, what would be the best case scenario right now? Because it really is hard for me to believe that TikTok's just going to go away in this country, that there's probably going to be something that's going to happen here as a compromise or whatever. Do you have sort of something that you see as a compromise position that could possibly be implemented?
Yes, I do. I think that they're going to have to step in, meaning the Biden administration or Trump administration is going to have to step in and say, all right, look, we've got tens of millions, if not 100 million people in this country that are using TikTok, many of which for their livelihoods. We have to put something in place to make a purchase. So whether ByteDance is going to sell the whole TikTok algorithm and the app or not, but somebody needs to purchase TikTok to run it in this country so the data can stay in this country and be monitored in the proper way with the right security. And that way, all these people who have spent years building their livelihoods on this app can at least keep going. Otherwise, they have to start all over in hopes that they get their following moved over to whatever app they migrate to.
Yeah, it's weird to me. Like, I've not jumped on Truth Social. You know, I don't really do that. Most of the times there's something on Truth Social that Trump says, they all put it on Twitter anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Right, right. Well, one thing to remember here is anything with the Chinese Communist Party is going to be very regulated. To give you an example, if you post on RedNote, this new brand new app, it's blowing up, you know, to replace TikTok supposedly. If you place any content that has to do with a topic that disagrees with the Communist Party, meaning anything that's LGBTQ+ content will be banned immediately from RedNote. It says it right there in the
Wow.
terms of agreement. So you have to adhere to any social topic or any topic at all that agrees with the Communist Party in order for it to be on this app. So
sounds like the Biden administration 3 or 4 years ago, doesn't it?
It does. Yes.
You know what? Here's what I don't get, George. Like, why is everything have to be Chinese to begin with? Do we not have some American app that is close to any
well,
of this?
Twitter, Jack Dorsey.
Exactly. But, why? Yeah. What is the, well, except they don't do, it's just not the same thing as TikTok. I just find that amazing.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So yeah, you're exactly correct. The reason being is that TikTok was one of the, if not, well, not the original, but was one of the original video shorts where you could just swipe and swipe and swipe, and next thing you knew, 6 hours have gone by. They were one of the originals, and that's why this really took off. But what's interesting is as people got to know TikTok, and you had tens of millions of Americans using it, somebody started reading the terms of agreement and realized that this isn't just an app. It was not just a data collection either. The algorithm is made in this country to feed you exactly what they want. The same app in China has a completely different algorithm, and they limit the amount of content and what content can be shown to their youth.
Oh.
They also limit the amount of hours that their children can stay on that app. We don't do that.
Well, we should do that, right? Yeah.
It's a complete... Yeah, so they're using it as propaganda to feed you whatever you want, essentially, then at the same time tracking all this data. So if they ever needed to do some sort of cyber attack, they've got so much information, they could pretty much do anything they wanted with that data in this country.
You said earlier, though, that they're not going to separate the algorithm. So is there a situation where there could be some sort of purchase where the algorithm is still taken over by the new purchaser? Or is that not possible?
Well, if they don't sell the algorithm, then whoever purchases TikTok from ByteDance will come up with their own. But the key here is making sure that get the data is they when they need to purchase the data that ByteDance has, and then cut ties from a network, internet sharing, data sharing perspective, so that future data stays in this country with an American company that can be looked at and regulated over time and possibly have security measures regulated. But if they're not going to sell, see, that algorithm's worth all the money because that's what's feeding every single person this content. And next thing you know, 3 hours of your life have gone by because that algorithm has given you exactly what you're looking for based on everything that you're doing. Not just the swiping. I'm talking about everything you're doing. If you're a subscriber to YouTube TV, they are selling that data of what you watch, when you watch, what's on your DVR. All that's being sold all over the place. So if they can take all this different data that's sold of all your streaming platforms, put that together with all the information that's been collected on your phone, now they have a profile of what's going on in certain parts of the country.
Absolutely. That's what it's about. Yep, absolutely. George, thank you. This is always so educational and informative for us. We appreciate it. I feel like I have a PhD in all this stuff after you explain it. So happy New Year. Hope all is well. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Man, I'm telling you, we learn so much, don't we?
Yeah, we
it's
really
great.
Do.
So we're going to come back here. I got to play one clip here just to preview the next segment because Bob Uecker passed away at the age of 90. You know, he was in the movie Major League, which was just legendary, of course.
On into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed. Ball 4. Ball 8. low, and Vaughn has walked the bases loaded on 12 straight pitches.
My friend Bill Michaels, who does sports, Bill and I work together with Bob at WTMJ in Milwaukee. He'll reflect.
Get more at 971talk.com.